Yeah, NBA Straya, how you going? That's right, man, it's NBA Straya. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, and whoever else wants to give me money. And I'm here in Straya, back in Straya. The NBA Straya Tour continues. And it's, you know, this is pretty rad, man. It's Easter Monday. Everyone's chill. There's footy on. There's basketball on. I'm loving this. That's right, man. I'm here in Chateau Clemence in Contrée, Victoria, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today in the NBA. Just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. While in Straya. I love it. All right, so we're repping a whole bunch of the games from the last couple of days, the weekend of NBA action. Plus all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here in NBA Straya, we check in on all the Australian NBA players just to see how they go, mate. We've also got our back take house. Get some shrimp on your takes. Plus it's Monday, so we have our, dickhead of the weekend and a new Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Star. And we finish up with a brand new Deli review. And he's got a favorite. Oh, he loves this one, does Deli. You'll check it out. All right, let's do it. It's NBA Straya. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for the Shaq attack. Because it is the daily whip around, all the news that's fit to print. What do you reckon? Oh, so what happened on the weekend in the NBA? Jesus, Vince Carter nearly killed Patrick McCaw! Turns out he's all right, though. We've got some NBA Hall of Fame inductees to announce. Rod Thorne, famed Chicago Nets, whoever else you want to throw in there, GM and now, like, you know, kind of NBA lackey. Love that. He was all right. Mo Cheeks, sure. Philadelphia 76ers point guard, Mo Cheeks. And obviously, NBA head coach down the line as well. Jason Kidd, erstwhile coach of your Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, also was a pretty good player. Ray Allen as well, weird OCD motherfucker. And two-time NBA MVP, Steve Nash. Not bloody bad, but still my favorite one, I think, of all this is, you know, what is it? What's happening? Grant Hill drinks Sprite. That's right. Soda spokesman Grant Hill is also being inducted to the NBA Hall of Fame. What a wicked class this is. I love it. Jay Kidd, Ray Allen, Steve Nash, Grant Hill, Mo Cheeks. That's sick. Nice one. Good job, NBA. That's a wicked class. I'm stoked on that. So, weekend wrap. Let's do the, what do you reckon, the winners and losers from the NBA weekend.
Oh, my God. I won. I won. Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman.
That's right, man. The winners of the weekend. We've got the Celtics with a win over the Raps, man. That was pretty good. I'll tell you that. Jesus, absolutely crushed it. Beat the shit out of them. Very telling win for Boston over Toronto. So they got to feel good about that. They came out of the weekend as a winner. The Blazers, they just keep crushing it. They're playing at the moment. But they are playing the Grizzlies. So, look, I'm going to assume that they win. So they're out there killing it. The Philadelphia 76ers, 10 straight, yo. The Sixers haven't won 10 games straight since fucking 2000 and 2001 season. So in 2000, they won 10 straight to start the season. That's fucking 18 plus years ago, mate. What the shit is that about? So good job, Sixers. You definitely come out a winner. And Pat McCaw, it has been reported that he has a spinal contusion. Should only miss 3 games. Great news given the fall that he had. That's good. You're a winner, Pat McCaw. Jesus. Losers. Let's do it.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Losers. That's right, man. How they go. So let's do it. The Rockets. Losers only just eke out a win over the Suns with no one playing for them. And then they lose to the Spurs, dude. And of course, That's another winner. The Spurs, watch out, they're coming. But the Rockets, losers for the weekend, because look, man, this is how we can't take them serious. It's like, oh, we're crushing it. We're going to win like a bajillion games. And then they go, oh, yeah, but we still lost to the Spurs, bro. And you're like, yeah, this is how it goes every year. Mike D'Antoni comes up against the Spurs and says, like, ah, shit, I crap my pants. How it goes. Other losers, the Clippers dropped their Friday game to the Blazers and on Sunday to the Pacers. Now that leaves them very far on the outside looking in the West playoffs. This is getting to be a little bit of a stretch now for the Clippers. With those two losses, they are now two games back of the suddenly also reeling Pelicans, who have lost four straight. And that's our next loser, the Pelicans. They've lost four straight after looking awesome. The shine has sort of come off the old Anthony Davis MVP train, that's for damn sure. The Wolves, meanwhile, as well, sitting there basically only a half game ahead of the Pelicans for 7-8 in the West, because they're kind of halfway shitting the bed too. What the hell is going on in the back half of the Western Conference? No one wants to make the fucking playoffs. The Nuggets are shitting the bed, the Clippers are shitting the bed, the Pelicans are shitting the bed. It's a whole bunch of bed shitters. Jesus. Other losers, the other conference, the Heat, they had a chance to jump the Bucks and the Wizards to clinch a playoff spot and didn't, because they lost to the fucking Nets in overtime. That is brutal. Thing is, there's no real danger of them falling out of the playoffs because they're four games up on the Pistons, but still, I don't know, I'd rather not be in eighth and taking on the Raptors. I'd much rather be in pretty much, what, seven to take on the Celtics. Meanwhile, they've won six straight. I don't know, it's hard. I'd rather just go up higher and get out of the 1-2 brackets. So what are you doing, Heat? Not smart. The Bulls, they've won games, but they're real losers, because every other tank team has lost, and then Chicago go out and win two straight. What the fuck are you idiots doing? Oh, jeez. Seriously, that's like absolutely ridiculous of what Chicago, man. Brooklyn are like sneakily just like winning a couple. They've won four of their last 10 have Brooklyn. Unfortunately, Chicago are now stuck behind them in eighth in the Tankapalooza. We'll get to that later, but damn, not smart. Not fucking smart, you dickheads. And final loser of the weekend, Vince Carter, nearly killed Pat McCaw. Fucking hell. Not great, bro. Not great. All right, let's do the game wraps from the weekend as well. Saturday and Sunday, a whole bunch of games happened. Some of them were fun. Some of them were not as fun. Charlotte at Washington. Charlotte lose 93-107. Dwight Howard, what do we say? Fuck Dwight Howard. He had 22-13. For Charlotte, but it was Atto. I like to get Blatto. Porter in John Wall's return game. John Wall had 14 assists. Yeah, guy can play. Thing is, Washington then would also shit the bed later this weekend. But anyway, we'll get to that. So it's 26-11 for Otto Porter, 14 for John Wall. Not bloody bad. How about the Knicks? They lose to Detroit 115-109. Andre Drummond, 22 points, 17 rebounds. But what's that? Oh, is that Michael Beasley? Oh, there he is. There you go, Bees. What's going on, mate? Oh, yeah, not much, bro. Just super cool Bees. 32 points. Unbelievable. That's great tanking by New York as well. It's like, hey, we'll let Michael Beasley score 32 and we'll still lose. It's like, yeah, that's awesome. Trey Burke had 15 assists as well. He's having a weird comeback. As mentioned, Boston beat Toronto 110-99. DeMar DeRozan kid had 32. Big booty car Larry had 9 assists. Marcus Morris, though, was the story for Boston. Gets kicked out. We'll talk about that later. 25-9. Pretty bloody good. Yeah, that much. Terry Rozier also had a pretty good one. He had an end, 7 assists out there. Handing off pretty good passes there. Terry Rozier. Moving on. The Nets, as mentioned, beat Miami 110-109 in overtime. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson has a massive one. 20 points, 14 rebounds. Caris LeVert out there crushing it at almost a triple-double. Tell you that much. He had 19 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Unreal. Pretty bloody good, mate. Pretty good. Pretty bloody good. James Johnson had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal as well. Hassan Whiteside, 14-8, and then had a bit of a bitch and moan session. We'll talk about that later. Golden State, they beat Sacramento 112-96. The Coward, Kevin Durant, with a 27-10. Buddy Steph Curry healed. He had 19. Not bad. De'Aaron Fox, 8 assists. That's pretty good. All right, so that was Saturday. What do we got on Sunday? Oh, geez. Philadelphia beat Charlotte today. Yeah, they did. And what did Big Dick Benny Simmons do? Oh, crushed it. What does he usually do? Oh, crushes it. 119-102, Philly win. This is a great showing by Big Dick Ben Simmons. Look, 20 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Pretty bloody good, mate. Pretty bloody good. Robert Covington had 7 steals in this. He had 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 steals. Unreal. How about fuck Dwight Howard? Nah, fuck that guy. He didn't play. So we got, oh no, wait, he did. Sorry, I was thinking of a different person. Not fuck Dwight Howard. 10 points, 10 rebounds, but this was a laugher. Philly crushed him in the second quarter and then the third, and it was all over, mate. The Chicago Bulls, as mentioned, weirdly, out of nowhere, 113, beat the Washington Wizards, 113-94. What are you doing, Chicago? Also, Washington, what the fuck are you idiots doing? Like, that's legitimately real fucking dumb. Washington, they're sitting there only on 42 and 35. That leaves them a half game up on 7 and only 1 game up on 8. Wiz, if you're not paying attention, mate, you get John Wall back, you might drop to 8th. That's not going to be ideal. I'll just throw that out there. Not ideal. Yeah. Being shit, not ideal. Who'd have thunk it? Anyway, Bulls, what are you doing as well, you idiots? Anyway, Lowry, that's a girl's name, Mark, and we'll talk about his game later. Cristiano Felizio was out there crushing it too. A lot of blocks, 8 rebounds. Good shit. Good shit. Houston, they lose to Sacramento. San Antonio, as mentioned, at the top, 183. Holy shit. James Harden at 25. LaMarcus Aldridge, though, 23 and 14 in the win. Pretty good. Fascinating. Because now, Sacramento, where are they sitting? Oh, geez, I don't know. Just in fucking fourth. They're going to miss the playoffs about 2 weeks ago. Now they're rattled off 8 wins in the last 10 games. And this is all the while Kawhi Leonard is just like, I don't know if I want to play, bro. And everyone's like, all right, fuck you. Good stuff. Good job, San Antonio. Also, Houston, they're just like, dude, whatever. We're in the one seed. We can cruise the rest of the way. Indiana, they beat the Clippers 111-104. Victor Oladipo had a massive game. This was awesome from Victor. Just check it. The Pacers made all of their last 5 field goal attempts, all jump shots in the last 3.5 minutes of this game. They trailed by 16. Came all the way back, kicked its ass. Victor Oladipo had 30 points on 11 of 17 shooting. 4 rebounds, 12 assists, 5 steals, a block. Goes 3 of 6 from 3 and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That is a line, son. That leaves the Pacers half a game behind Cleveland in 3 and 4 Philly. Brutal. Clips now, look, they're in 10th in the West. Denver currently shooting the bed against the Bucks, so look, that's probably not going to change. The Magic, they lost to the Hawks 94-88. What are you going to do? Pistons, they beat the Nets today 108-96. Pretty glad I'm back in Australia and not at that fucking game. Oh, jeez. The Cavs beat the Mavs. Ooh, alliteration. Cavs-Mavs. Cavs outscored the Mavs 25-10 in the fourth quarter. That's how you fucking tank. I love it. Jesus, Chicago, pay attention. LeBron, 17th triple-double of the year. 16 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. Only went 5 of 21 from the floor. Didn't matter, mate. LeBron just out there crushing it. Harrison Barnes had a pretty good game too. But, you know, it's a Harrison Barnes game, so it doesn't actually count. He had 30 points. OKC, they beat the Pelicans. 27 points for Paul George. Rusty Westbrook with yet another triple-double as well. He's 24th of the year. Anthony Davis had 25 and 11, but man, between Rusty and Paul George, OKC, 109-104, just had too bloody much, mate. Oh, how did Melo go? Oh, not good, bro, because he's a piece of shit, eh? Yeah, Melo, what are you doing, mate? 6 of 16 shooting. Blah. 16 points on 16 shots. Melo is suddenly turning into Kobe. 27 for Paul George, as mentioned, he had 8 rebounds as well. Rusty ends up with a line of 26 points, 13 assists, 15 rebounds. 7 turnovers. Classic Rusty. Love it. Love it. What else? Look, the Jazz beat the Wolves 121-97. The Wolves, as mentioned, they're dropping forever, twisting slowly in the wind. 5-5 in their last 10. Jimmy Butler cannot come back quick enough. Look, they're still 2 games up on the Nugs, and the Nugs are, as mentioned, losing currently to Milwaukee with, 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth. They're up, with Milwaukee up 105-91. So, yeah. Chalk that down as a loss for the Nugs there, bro. And the T-Wolves, still 3 games, you know, clear. So they should be fine, should be fine. So there's 3 more games left today. Suns at Warriors. And look, this is weird because it's close. Well, it was close at the half. Phoenix actually leading. And then Golden State just came out in the third quarter, kicked the absolute bejesus out of them, outscored them by 18 points. now lead 94-77. Memphis are down 4 to Portland, 55-51 at the half. And the Lakers-Sacramento game is just teed off, 24-19 in the second quarter. So we'll wrap those next show, which should be tomorrow afternoon, because there's no games tomorrow. So we'll just talk about those three and a bunch of other shit that's going to be good. So let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife.
Yes, it is. Marcus Morris got ejected, patted the ref on the ass, also led his team to a massive win over the Raptors. Boston now loves Marcus Morris, which is awesome. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. That is a knife for the weekend. Who knew that Marcus Morris might turn into the more reliable of the Morai? Do you reckon they switch places, though? Markieff Morris has had a shit year, whereas Marcus Morris has suddenly looked really good. That's unbelievable, man. Like, Markieff, I always just assumed he was the better one because he was much better. Marcus, he's like totally away in fucking Detroit being shit. Suddenly gets to Boston and is like, actually, suddenly I'm weirdly good. You're like, wait a second, you've got the same tattoos. Which one is it? That's a fucking great tanks. I love it. Anyway, so who's old mate, no mates today? What do you reckon? Oh, this is going to be fun.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? It's probably Hassan Whiteside. When you're getting fined by your own team because you're bitching and moaning about your role and saying, yeah, maybe I'd have a better time of it elsewhere. And the Heat are like, man, maybe you fucking ought to, dickhead. We still owe you $40 million for the next 2 years. And we've got Bam Adebayo backing you, well, basically starting now. Maybe you should get on your bike there, fella. So Hassan, probably not buying into that Heat culture right now, is he? When he's out there going, just because they went small didn't mean we have to. We've got one of the best centers in the NBA on our team. Referring to himself. And everyone's just like, quietly laughing behind them. Yeah, best centers in the league. Yeah, it's a good one, Hassan. It's a good one. So he got fined by his own team. Can't imagine the rest of his teammates are pretty stoked on that. So Hassan Whiteside, you are old mate, no mates. All right, let's get to Tankapalooza for today. Here come the tanks rolling in. Oh, it's pretty good. So as mentioned, Phoenix are currently losing to Golden State, very smartly shitting the bed in the third quarter. So they're probably going to move to 19-59. They're in pole position in number one. Memphis, a couple of wins in their last couple of games. They lost one on the weekend, though, and they're losing to Portland. So they'll probably move to 21-56 after tonight. So there's 1-2. Phoenix and Memphis. Atlanta in third after their win over the Magic. Oh, geez. 22-55. In fourth is Orlando at 22-54. Fifth is Dallas, 23-54. Sixth is Sacramento, 24-53. Oh, that's so close, isn't it? Between Atlanta in third, all the way down to Sacramento in sixth, it's 22 wins versus 24. That's awesome. I love it. Dallas, they've like just turned up the tank. Heat as well, 3 straight. Orlando lost 3 straight. Sacramento, 4 straight. Brooklyn there in seventh. That goes to Cleveland. That's a 25-52 record at the moment. Chicago, 26-51. Come on. They've won 2 straight, you idiots. If they hadn't won those, they'd be busy pushing Sacramento for 5 or 6. And Chicago, not smart, you idiots. And finally, New York, 27-50. Could actually, feasibly, end up like, sneaking above Chicago there and maybe Brooklyn. Brooklyn rattle off another couple of wins. So there you go. That's the Tankapalooza update for today. So let's get to hashtag better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. Man, just imagine that. Well, it's a bit hard when he barely ever fucking seems to play, you know what I'm saying? So Lonzo had a weird sort of, knee contusion and sat out the last game for the Lakers. And look, it's 2 games he's missed. He missed Milwaukee on Friday and then Sacramento today. Well, he's not playing in the Sacramento game today. So it's a bit hard to compare and tell you who was better than him, but it's never stopped this before. So this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night or on the weekend. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. How about Lowry? That's a girl's name. Markkanen, 23 points, 6 rebounds for the finisher. I prefer my nickname. That's a girl's name. 7-11 from the field, 5 of 8 from three. That's probably more made threes than Lonzo hit in his last 5 games combined. Jason Tatum also had a good one on the weekend. A against the Raps. How's this? The rookie, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Holy shit, but come on, mate. Who's better than Lonzo Ball? Oh, it's just Big Dick Ben Simmons, mate. 20 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds, only 1 turnover against the Hornets. Gee, do you reckon Benny likes playing against the Hornets? Fucking torched them a couple of weeks ago for 17 assists and 0. Well, yeah, 15 assists, 0 turnovers. This time, 15 assists, 1 turnover. Ben Simmons, you are better than Lonzo Ball for today. I absolutely love it. Hey, man, but I would just want Lonzo to come back. It's way, way more fun to watch him play than watch him not play. All right, dickhead of the weekend. Who do you reckon that's going to be? Let's play the thing.
Dickhead of the week.
And Vince Carter. Oh, mate, come on, mate. You know better than this. The fact that everyone sort of was like, Vince, the fuck did you do? And Vince is like, oh, fuck, what have I done? Undercutting Patrick McCaw. Look, undercutting, it just seems like it's happening a little bit more. Like, I always yell about the Andrew Bogut undercutting by that mongrel Amari Stoudemire that fucking mangled up Bogey's fucking right arm more than a chicken. Look at it like a fucking busted up chicken twisty over there. And then suddenly there's been a couple of them this year. And Vince Carter undercuts Pat McCaw. Jaylen Brown gets undercut. Gordon Hayward gets undercut. It's just like, fucking hell, man. Then they hit the ground hard and shit gets all whack and you're like, fuck. So Vince at least had the, he looked upset at himself and everyone's like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, fuck, I should know better. Steve Kerr's like, dude, you should know better. Vince, he replied, I just hope he's okay. I play this game because I love it and I enjoy it. He has a bright future. You can tell me whatever. It was an accident. I just don't like seeing him and sitting there in pain and saying he can't feel his lower half. It doesn't sit well with me. I don't know though, Vince. How about you don't fucking undercut him, you prick? Jesus. Anyway, so there you go, Vince. Look, I love Vince Carter to the ends of the earth, but that was a dick move. Don't like it. Not going to stand by and just go, oh, well, he didn't mean it, bro. Fuck off. Come on. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after, let's say, these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Australia. Yeah, Nahs. We take three NBA storylines to decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, was Anthony Davis's shaved brow stunt for April Fool's funny or good? Yeah, nah, nah. That was like the lamest fucking, oh, look, I shaved off my eyebrow, bro. And it's like, you clearly didn't. Oh, I fumbled the phone at the wrong time just as I was about to shave. It's like, come on. Anyone who falls for this is a fucking idiot. I've seen funnier shit out the front of the Exchange Hotel open mic on the fucking street from homeless people. Come on, Anthony Davis. Speaking of which, not funny. Number two, is Jeff Van Gundy funny or just a fucking idiot? Yeah, nah, not funny, mate. He's just so fucking played out at this point, just on a broadcast going, what even is a second cousin? Like, how far can you go? You're like, fuck off, Jeff. Stop playing a fucking idiot. Jesus, that's not funny. You're just a fucking idiot if you don't understand the concept of being related to people and maybe just like, it's just not funny. We've all gone, cousins. It's like, yeah, second cousin. Like, what is a second cousin? It's like, you're not fucking Seinfeld, Jeff Van Gundy. Fuck off. Leave the funny shit to the funny people. You're an idiot. Number three, did Brad Stevens just beat Dwayne Casey for Coach of the Year on the weekend? Woo, yeah, nah. Nah, not quietly, but I think it's tightening up again. I think Dwayne was running away with this for a couple of weeks, and now Brad, the Celtics, they've got like 3 healthy players and they've won 6 straight. Meanwhile, the Raps are just on cruise control. So, I don't know, might cost himself a couple of votes here, Dwayne-o. What do you reckon? All right, unpopular opinion of the day. What do you reckon?
Now look at me, please.
Look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. I reckon refs should get suspended without pay for dumb shit like tossing Marcus Morris after 2 double techs on this in this Raptors game. Did you see this? So he gets a double tech because they're kind of just like, CJ Miles comes over, hard foul as Marcus is literally just trying to like dribble out the clock. It's like, CJ, would you fuck off? Marcus is like, oi, would you fuck off? And the ref's like, oh, you guys are big bad, double tech. And it's like, what the f-? Marcus Morris didn't do shit. He's just telling him not to be a fucking asshole. And then Marcus Morris rolls down, Marcus, or Markeith, am I right, taking his free throws.
He keeps talking shit, and then boom, another double tech in between his free throws, and he gets tossed. What the fuck are you doing, you assholes? Come the refs. Jesus Christ. He's just talking shit. The game's about to end. Don't be doing this fucking dumb shit. They should get suspended for dumb shit like that. Fuck you, refs, right there. All right, y'all ready for some Outback Takeouts? I reckon you are. Do you want some shrimp on your takes? Because it's Outback Takeouts, where you get some shrimp with your hot takes. And also a bloomin' onion. That's right, man. Outback Takeouts for today. Greg Popovich is forcing Kawhi out of San Antonio because he's power hungry and wants to run the 2020 presidency, and he can't do it if he's got Kawhi and needs to keep coaching the San Antonio Spurs. Oh, that's an Outback Takeouts. I like that one. All right, we're going to go to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. NBA Australia, it's Australian Player Watch. Going to go and whip around on the Australian players, see how they're going. Ben Simmons, as mentioned, Friday, 11th. Triple-double of the fucking year, mate. 13 points. Unbelievable. 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 6 of 11 from the field. After spending, what was it? He and Anthony Davis up all night playing Fortnite and then coming out and both of them crushed the Hawks in the next two games. Funnier and shit. So good stuff. Amazing. 11 triple-doubles. I love it. And then, as mentioned earlier in the show, 20 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 3 steals. Today in a big win over the Hornets. And as mentioned, hey man, we mentioned this on Saturday. No, Joel Embiid really does open things up for Big Dick Big Simo. I love it. As a result, Philly out there crushing it even without Joel. I mean, it's handy that they've played the Hawks and the Hornets, but still, what are you doing? Good job, Benny. Patty Mills led the Spurs to a big win over the Rockets on the weekend. Back-to-back 14-point games for Patty after the OKC game on Thursday. 14 points against the Rockets, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 0 turnovers. He had 5 on Thursday, turns it around, 0 against the Rockets. Good stuff, Patty. Joe Ingles, the Jingler. Jingler is having a game. Friday, the winner of the Grizz, he had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 block. He goes 3 of 8 from 3, 7 of 15 from the field. And then today, in the win over the Wolves, he went 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. Only got 5 points, but added 9 assists. I love Point Joe. It's the best. 4 rebounds, 1 steal. So he's now got 3 double-double assist double-doubles for the year, which is pretty bloody good. How about Dante Exum, though, in those same games next to the Jingler? Oh, only the second highest scoring game of his bloody career against the Grizzlies. 27 minutes, 21 points. 8 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal for Dante, son of Cecil. Unreal. Yeah, they're crushing it in his return. Pretty smart as well, considering this is essentially a contract year, well, where he can go into restricted free agency. Utah getting some run. They're like, God damn, maybe we're pricing ourselves out of the Dante Exum business. But still, they can match anything because it's restricted. But still, and then the win over the Wolves today, 17 minutes, plus 17 in that time. He had 14 points. Absolutely crushing it. 4 of 6 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Pretty bloody good, mate. Dele gave a guarantee he'd be back for the playoffs. That's pretty great. So that'd, I think they start around April 12. He's been out since February 6, bro. That's not 3 to 4 weeks. That's a pretty big setback in your rehab. How about Thon McCur? Thon, the Thon song. No Thon against the Lakers on the weekend. Missed the Golden State and Clips games. What do you reckon, Thon? It's a bit tough, mate. It's a bit tough. Right now, he's out there just going, look, I got a slight groin strain. It's like, yeah, you would have a slight groin strain carrying that fucking rig around, am I right? Anyway, so the Bucks. Oh, quick check-in. They're still leading the Nugs 111-103. And you're right, no Thon McCur today in this game either. So, look, 58 seconds left. I think the Bucks, oh, they're up by 6. Should be fine. You never know. Bainesy! He hit 2 of 2 from 3. We finally got there. After all the campaigning we've done on this goddamn podcast, Bainesy finally hit a couple of threes. The Aaron Baines 3-point watch has finally ended. He was over 11, then finally hit 2. So he's 2 of 13 on the year. Bainesy, you're a fucking ledge. They look pretty good too. Like, he hit one from the corner, one up the door. Oh, just unreal. 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 fouls. You mongrel refs. Leave Bainesy alone. But how's that? 3-pointers from Aaron Baines. Loved it. Andrew Bogut, he's back here in Melbourne as well. Might see if we can get him on the show. What do you reckon? Hey, Bogey, Mango, Matthew Yang, hanging out down there in Miami on a bit of a holiday. And the final part of the stream, Player Watch, Kyrie. Look, you know, not expected back to the playoffs for the Celtics, so there you go. He's hoping he's all right. And it's Monday, so what do we do on Mondays? It's time for the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Star of the Week. And when I think Andrew Gaze, I think fundamentally sound. I don't think boring, but this man is. LaMarcus Aldridge. Is there a more boring superstar? And I'm like using that a bit loosely, because I would really call him a superstar, but he's fucking good, and he's kept the Spurs afloat all year without Kawhi. Yeah, 23 points and 14 rebounds in that Houston game. A very fundamentally sound, low-key, Gazy-esque, absolute fucking domination, where you turn around, he's got 23 and 14. You're like, huh, how did that happen? Just fucking filling it up. That's how Gazy did it. So there you go, LaMarcus Aldridge. Welcome to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Stars of the Weeks, I guess. Pretty good. All right, we'll be back after these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes, it is NBA Straya. We are back. It is the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What has Patty got to say today? Probably not much. It's just what Patty does now. He's just out there kicking ass. Probably for the best. He hadn't tweeted since they actually had the last game against Houston on March 12th, but he finally tweeted yesterday saying, it was basically just a retweet of the San Antonio Spurs, saying, shout out to everyone who came to visit us at the Final Four Fan Fest today. That's nice. So you got to hang out with some fans, do some signing on your patio, your ledge. Pretty good. Next to Danny Green, signing some balls for some kids. Good on you, fellas. Pretty bloody good. All right, so let's get to the game preview. Whoa, wait a second. There are none. There's no NBA games tomorrow. Can you believe this? Because are you ready for it? Let's do it. Let's wrap it all up. Wait. Let's do it again. NCAA Straya. That's right, man. NCAA Straya. It's the national championship game. What do you reckon of that? Was that all right? That was pretty funny, wasn't it? Big East Conference Tournament Champion against the Big Ten Tournament Champion. It's Villanova versus Michigan. Unbelievable. We got Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges versus Moritz Wagner and Charles Matthews. It's pretty good. There's pretty fucking fun teams, right? Michigan are a defensive juggernaut. Villanova just dropping threes on everybody. I love this. So Michigan, how's this? They've allowed one opponent to break 70 in regulation in their last 7 weeks. That is unbelievable. Opponents have averaged 58.6 points per game against Michigan during the tournament. That is absolutely fucking unbelievable. But I kind of think Villanova and Jay Wright are going to win this, right? Villanova won all 5 games in the tournament by double digits, an average margin of 17.8. They're filling it up from three. They're basically launching and hitting just a terrifyingly large amount. I believe they're taking 18 threes a game. I reckon they're going to smash it in this. So I've got Villanova. What do you reckon? Do you agree? I don't know. But there you go. That's NCAA Straya. It's just weird not to be talking NBA. But anyway, let's do it. So, hey, you know what? That also gets us to the end. What do you reckon, inadvertent Bane?
I believe Villanova will win. What do you think, Jay Wright? He's got sharp suits.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane. All right, that's it for today. You know what? Bang on. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. Even though there's not a game, we're going to wrap up a bunch of the games and we'll do some other fun stuff. Hopefully it'll be just nice and smash it out. It's really fun being back in Australia, so thanks. Oh, and thanks to the messages from people as well who got in touch. You guys are fucking legends. Yeah, it's kind of shit that I'm back here for my grandpa's funeral, but hey, man, appreciate the words. You guys are legends. Thanks for listening. thanks for passing on, like, you know, very nice sentiments. It's really fucking appreciated and very, very, very cool. I just do this because I like doing it. So thanks, man. Don't forget to subscribe on NBA Australia, on iTunes, Google Play, all that good stuff. Tell them, mate, if they like basketball. You know, pass on the recommendation. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We've still got all the Facebook. NBA Australia Never Forgets going out. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute bloody corker. Love it. Go request on Triple J or wherever you are listening to radio. And extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Hey, man, if you're in a band or mates are in a band, get them to hit me up as well. I'll probably play it, dude. All right, that's it. Stick around for a very, 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 very fun episode of Deli Reviews, because Deli Reviews Geostorm, and we will catch us tomorrow. This is NBA Australia saying Lederhosen!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are yous? It's old mate Deli over here, just swinging by NBA Australia for the weekly pop culture review while doing my rehab, mate. And you know, some fucking joker asked me the other day, hey Deli, you gonna be back for the playoffs or not? And I was like, nah, fuck off, you dickhead, of course I will. And then this fucking dickhead misquotes me and he's all like, yeah, Deli reckons he'll be back. Mate, I'll be fucking back like John fucking Wick was back. Straight killing cunts, I'll tell ya. Fucking love it. Anyway, so I'm recuperating on the couch and shit, and I finally got to watch one of my favourite movies only, fuck your bloody ever, Geostorm, with that Gerard Butler, eh? Fucking love Gerard Butler. And this movie was unreal. I love Gerard Butler so much. Old mate Deli over here, like, I just run around the fucking house in Milwaukee, just like, fucking yelling, this is Sparta, you dickheads. And they're kicking shit down the stairs like a mad dog. And they're like, how good is fucking Olympus has fallen and London has fallen and all that shit. They're fucking good as, bro. I love Gerard Butler. Anyway, so like Geostorm's all about how they like fucking figured out global warming was with like a bunch of satellites and shit. And Gerard Butler did it and was like a fucking ledge. And then it gets all fucked up and like starts fucking shit up down on Earth, like freezing cunts or setting cunts on fire and shit like that. So Gerard, old mate, he's gonna go back up into space and figure this shit out. And I'll tell you, it's probably the best movie I've seen since Men in Black 2, mate. I fucking loved it. And it's not just because, like, that's what we used to call my best mate Plugger's farts in his 78 Tirana back in Maribor. It was Geostorm, you know? Especially with all the fucking KFC Plugger ate. The fucking fat bastard. Anyway, the movie's got everything in it, though. There's, like, love, suspense, drama, plenty of fucking buffo, and fucking cool space and weather shit, bro. Fucking loved it. Like, it also makes you think, too, like, how haven't we fucking figured this shit out yet, mate? Like, old mate Deli is a bit of a greenie, I reckon, when it comes to this shit. I reckon just shoot some fucking satellites up there and fix the weather. Shouldn't be too fucking hard. Just get Gerard fucking Butler on it, bro. Anyway, so Geostorm, do yourself a favour and smash it, bro. It's fucking sick as. So it gets 10 out of 10 Deli ones. Fucking loved it. Alright, that's it from me this week. I'll talk to you next week. Alright, later cunts. Deli out.